It turned on, what's it called, the zinc, turned on the faucet to draw the water.
Okay. Now, when you work in the field and they brought water out in a small cart, a wagon, what was the container called?
Yeah, well, it's called a water barrel. Sometimes you got those little galvanized tanks, but however, when I used to work in the field on the cane farm, they had a mule and had a barrel on a cart, and he'd draw that barrel full of water, and he'd bring his water out there in a barrel.
Now, you know how when it gets cold in the winter and your pipes freeze, and you might, and when they freeze, you might say that it was so cold last night that our water pipes did what?
It froze.
And they freeze, what do they do?
Burst.
Now, if you're stuck, okay then. Now, people used to buy flour in a what?
They used to buy flour in a barrel and in sacks. Mm-hmm. Both of them in a barrel and in a sack.
Okay. Now, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
The molasses?
Uh-huh.
Keep going, we'll be in the business. No, I ain't never had no truth with that, but the molasses generally comes... they used to come, I guess, in large barrels way back years, but these late days, the molasses would be put in gallon containers and half a gallon containers and call them gallon buckets and half a gallon buckets.
What about large?
And they used to be in jugs. Well, the large used to come in barrels, and they had trays and scoops back down when, way back 50 or more years ago. Large would come in a barrel, and you're not hitting out the barrel. And then you go and get a dime worth of lard and a nickel worth of lard and 2 weeks worth of lard. And they had something like a tree made this way. Like, you know, you got egg cases. Nah, you see, that's something new. You might have got someone something like that. That just started 10 years ago. Them egg trees you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't grew up with putting no egg in no tree. But anyway, what I'm talking about, they used to have a tree. Now, if you bought 4 or 5 pounds of lard and put that and weigh that in that tree, and then they put another tree on top of that, and then you might get some paper and wrap and tie it. A lot of them come in barrels and take it. But these late days, what you know about, a lot come in 4 pound buckets and 2 pound buckets,
yeah.
8 pound, 16 pound. Oh. That late days, but if you go in there down the building, they used to come, a lot used to come in barrels like anything else.
Well, what are you if you wanted to pour water into a narrow mouthed bottle?
Well, you get a funnel. That's all the name they've been had for it so far is the funnel. You get a little funnel or a big funnel. Now, it might be two names for the funnel, but you always call them a funnel.
What do you use to urge your horse? Like, if you want to make your horse go fast?
Well, you used to use a whip or a spur. Put a spur on your heels and touch him with that or hit him with the reins or something kind of that. But people more or less would use a spur if he wouldn't touch it enough where you hit him with your heels, he would take off. They would put a spur on the heels, both heels, because they hit him with one, he goes sideways, and they hit him with two, it make him go straight.
I don't know. When you go to the grocery store, does the grocer put your groceries in? You put them in?
Well, now you go to the store, now in the grocery store, they put it in paper bags.
What do they used to put them in?
Well, you used to have your wallet or a sack back yonder when my dad and them was young.
Well, what was a wallet?
A wallet is something made, and it opened right up here on top of the horseback, but it sewed up, and then you could put your corn, two pigs corn on this side of that horse, and two on that, and put that wallet straight across your saddle there. And you'd call that a wallet, and other than that, you'd have to have a sack like you pick cotton in and put it on, then you set it up on your palm. Or you could tie it tight over here and divide it. Back years.
What do you call a bag of potatoes, a sack